Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, it's Announcement City with Summer Games Fest and PlayStation State of Play, and my favourite horror game is being made into a film. Here's the news for Sunday, 8th of June. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Summer Games Fest is an absolute goldmine of new game news, and we, of course, can't dig through absolutely everything here, but let's go for some of our favourites. Resident Evil 9 has a name. It's called Requiem and takes players back to the place where it all began, Raccoon City. It's spooky, and it'll arrive on consoles and PC on the 26th of February next year. And you better believe I won't play it, because I'm a coward. A couple of retro style games to keep an eye on. First up is Mina the Hollower. It's by the developers of Shovel Knight and is a Game Boy Color Zelda style title, which was crowdfunded a few years ago now. If you played Link's Awakening or the Zelda Oracle games, you'll see something familiar here for sure. Pick that up on the 31st of October. And Retro Fanboys Tribute Games are launching a new Scott Pilgrim beat-em-up called Scott Pilgrim EX. Musicians Anna Managuchi, Aussie artist Paul Robertson, and comic creator Brian Lee O'Malley are all on board, and that's out next year.
In a nice little bit of Australian news, Playside Studios, who are based in Melbourne, are working on Game of Thrones War of Westeros. It retells the story of the books, but you can change the way it unfolds. That's out next year, but we'll bring you more of that soon. We also got a look at the Melbourne-made mixtape from Beethoven and Dinosaur, which is a teen coming-of-age story with some cool skating and cool tunes. Still no release date on that one yet, but do yourself a favor and do check it out. And finally, our friends at SMG Studio are making Lego Party. They're in Sydney and are the developers of Moving Out 1 and 2. It's basically Mario Party, but with Lego, so there you go. That's coming out on everything later this year.
Here's a race through the rest. Atomic Heart 2 is coming out, and there's an MMO FPS called The Cube set in the same universe.
Code Vein 2 is the sequel to their Vampiric Souls-like. That's coming out next year.
And finally, the Yakuza and Like a Dragon developers, Ryu Gagatoku, are making a detective game set in 1943 Japan called Stranger Than Heaven.
As always, there were plenty more that were announced. We'll put a few wrap-ups in the show notes for you to check out.
It's finally happening. Final Fantasy Tactics is officially getting a remake, and it'll be out in September. A full trailer and release date was revealed at the PlayStation State of Play for Final Fantasy Tactics, showing upgraded graphics and UI, various quality of life features, and fully voiced dialogue. The game also comes with a classic version, which has the graphics and gameplay of the original game, plus the renowned War of Lions translations, plus, of course, a new autosave feature. Fans are understandably excited that this strategy game is finally coming back to consoles since its original release in 1997.
With this announcement, Square Enix published various statements from the remaster's developers online, and one in particular has caught a lot of attention. Yasumi Matsuno, the writer and director of the original game, said that he created the story in a time of Japan's economic stagnation, where a lot of people were robbed of hope. And now, in a time where inequality and division are still deeply rooted in our society, he's offering the story once again. We'll leave his statement in the show notes for you to have a read. You can grab the game on PlayStation and Steam when it launches on September 30. Speaking of PlayStation, there were so many other games announced at the State of Play this week. One that I'm pretty keen on is the Sword of the Sea, made by the developers of Abzu and The Pathless. It looks absolutely gorgeous. You'll be surfing across waves of sand and water as you attempt to restore a lost ocean. That one's out on August 19.
After 5 long years, we finally got a trailer and release date for Capcom's long-delayed sci-fi action game, Pragmata. Set in the near future, you play as Hugh and his android companion, Diana, using hacking abilities to make their way past enemies and through a lunar research station. Isn't it great when, like, the future is still contains games like Hugh and Diana? I guess everything comes back around. I wonder if there'll be any Kyles in, you know, in 1,000 years' time. God, I hope not. God, I hope not. The final clip of the trailer is a handwritten note which has the date 2022 crossed out with the words "very sorry" before it transforms into the words 2026, "it's real." At least they can poke fun at themselves.
Marvel has a new fighter game on the way called Marvel Token Fighting Souls, made by Arc System Works. It's a 4v4 tag fighter and has a pretty cool, almost cartoon art style. That's coming to PlayStation 5 and PC next year.
I think that one looks fantastic. And the samurai action RPG Neo got a surprise announcement during the event. Developed by Team Ninja, Neo 3 is the next installment in the series, and you'll be exploring an open world using both samurai and ninja combat styles to combat yokai. Neo 3 is set to be released next year, but there is a demo out already for PlayStation 5.
There were a bunch of other games announced and new release dates revealed. We'll put a link to the state of play in our show notes. And speaking news, my favourite co-op game, Phasmophobia, is getting a movie. Developer Kinetic Games announced it on their blog this week, and it's going to be produced by Blumhouse, the studio behind Megan and Five Nights at Freddy's, and James Wan's company Atomic Monster, which was behind Annabelle, The Nun, and The Conjuring.
With some big names behind the film, it could be quite a good, scary movie. Although in saying that, there's not a huge amount of plot or lore in the game, so they could really do any sort of ghost hunting film and call it Phasmophobia.
My only wish is that they incorporate the different evidence, ghost speeds and abilities in the movie so we can kind of sit there at home and piece it together and work out if it's a demon or a wraith. I did see a great comment online though, saying, imagine if we get through the whole movie thinking it's one kind of ghost and then we get to the end credits and it was actually a mimic all along. That would actually kill me so much. I'm not a big horror movie person, but I actually can't wait to see what they do with this one. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Up first is the highly anticipated Dune Awakening. It's a massive multiplayer survival game set in an alternate Dune universe where Paul Atreides was never born. Ugh, what a great universe. It looks fantastic and early reviews have been pretty positive. Grab it on PC, Xbox or PlayStation on the 10th.
Also out on the 10th, we have Mind's Eye, a brand new linear third-person action adventure where you play as an enhanced soldier in a future city. That's out on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation this Tuesday.
The massively popular, previously PlayStation exclusive, Stellar Blade is coming to PC this week. If you like hot girls... Ugh, Gianni, don't make me say these things. I cannot. I need the record to show that Gianni wrote this line. If you like hot girls fighting big flesh monsters, you freak, then all your dreams are answered. That's out this Wednesday. Gianni, do not cut out the bit where I say this, you wrote this. Johnny, don't you cut out the caveat.
Next up is a really interesting looking new IP, The Alters. It's a mix of survival, action adventure, and base building in a sci-fi setting. Picture the resource collecting and setting of No Man's Sky with the base building management of Fallout Shelter or XCOM. Grab it on PC, Xbox, or PlayStation on the 13th.
And finally, Five Nights at Freddy's is branching out with the latest in the series, titled Secret of the Mimic. This time, it's a free-roam horror story, which is just a very scary thought. Or maybe being able to run away is better. Who knows? I'm too afraid to play either way. If you're not a big coward, though, pick up Secret of the Mimic on PC or PlayStation 5 this Friday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
There has been a bit of news this week with Summer Games Fest and State of Play, but can we encourage you to check out Frosty Games Fest? It's all local Australian and Kiwi titles. You know we love the local teams. You can search for Frosty Games Fest online, or it'll be available to watch in full not long after the episode drops.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Kat Jahn, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Bunn. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer, who edited the video and the script of this episode.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sound for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Drop Rate. We're bringing you another speedrun. This time we're digging into the prequel, Doom, the Dark Ages. You've got a shield, you've got a melee weapon, you've got the anger of all the previous games, but this Doom game has something a little bit different. In fact, something pretty different to all the Doom games you would have played before. That's right, it's got a story. You'll find out what happens to the history of the Night Sentinels. You'll find out about the demons of hell and the Khans, and all of that wrapped up in a heavy metal cover of a video game. Is it as good as the previous games? What does it change? Well, you can find out more by listening to Drop Rate on your favorite podcast player, on Pocket Casts, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or you can head to our website, sifter.com.au, to read a full written review.